The study by animal health researcher Judd Aiken highlights the threat CWD poses to the state's deer herd. It also bolsters the state's current strategy of fighting the disease by killing all the deer in the Mount Horeb area. Aiken sequenced the prion protein gene that the disease acts on when it infects deer. Then he looked for it in 126 deer from the Mount Horeb area and found it in almost all of them.
Our study has shown that virtually every deer out in that eradication zone is genetically susceptible to chronic wasting disease. So we're estimating at least 86 to 96% of the deer in that area are susceptible to the disease.
He says culling the deer herd dramatically in the eradication zone is the only rational way to fight the disease. He says it's possible but unlikely that deer in other parts of the state may be resistant. He's begun a new study to try to find that out.
I wouldn't expect the deer to be that genetically different. There may be within the population some variants in some regions of the state, but we'll try to find out.
Aiken hopes answering the genetic questions about CWD will help determine how many strains of the disease there are and how likely it is to jump to a new species. But he says the key question of how it's transmitted from animal to animal still remains a mystery. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.